cause you can.
You won't.
And you don't stop.
Oh, cause you can.
You won't.
And you don't stop.
Oh, when you can.
You won't.
And you don't stop.
Well, it's a take on the bell on 1, 2, 3. If you wanna do the rhyme, then come see me. I got the sound for fit with the unique rhyming. I keep it on and on. It's never been your time.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a great Wednesday. All right, so Hans and I, we can talk sports all day and sound somewhat intelligent about it. But when it comes to politics and when it comes to all the legal stuff, when in regards to what's going on downtown, the arena, the state legislature, the funds, tax increases, all that other stuff, we sound really dumb. So to help us out, Lindsay Ertz, who I've known forever, she used to do promotions with us, the old K-Fan.
Right.
And now she's a freaking star on KSL TV as a reporter. You're knee deep in the legislative as sessions and then obviously what's going on now. So thanks for hanging out and kind of making sense out of this whole thing.
Well, this is crazy to me that I get to talk with you, Scotty, and you, Hans, in terms of like sports stuff, because this is not my wheelhouse. I mean, I generally follow sports, right? But being on a sports talk station feels a little intimidating. But I do tend to report on legislative issues, and here sports and the legislature are kind of intersecting. So it seems appropriate.
Well, let's kind of start into some of the tweets that you sent out in regards to the project and the interest that has started. Give us kind of the groundwork of what you found out and what you were tweeting about yesterday.
Yeah. So yesterday we learned that the Smith Entertainment Group, and obviously led by Ryan Smith, has applied to start the process with the city of Salt Lake in order to build and or rebuild an arena for a professional sports team downtown. Now, you notice I'm being very careful with my words because the Smith Entertainment Group has not said whether the Jazz will expand, just the arena will expand for the Jazz, whether the NHL team will play in downtown in this new revamped arena. He hasn't said whether the arena will just expand, and he hasn't officially said whether they could build a second stadium, right? So we don't know any more of those details. What we do know is that he has put a ring on it with Salt Lake City to say, we want to be engaged, we want to do something, and this formally starts the process. Now, that was a step that was significant because it had to happen for this legislative piece to kick in. And there's a whole bunch of parameters around Smith's application and what he has to lay out for the city of Salt Lake in order for them to agree to approve a sales tax increase that would help go to fund building the stadium.
So, again, let's go to that. Now, the sales tax increase has not gone into effect,
no.
But it can if all of this stuff gets approved.
Yeah, and there are stipulations in the law and deadlines in the law, which is why you are seeing this process really ramp up now, right? In addition to the talks that Ryan Smith is having with the NHL, and you guys probably know more about the Board of Governors meeting that's supposedly happening tomorrow, and has to happen there. So at the same time that is happening, the law stipulates, this new law that we just passed, stipulates that by September 1st, the city and the applicant, who in this case is Ryan Smith, have to have a decision or have to have terms agreed on for what's going to happen with the stadium and surrounding area by September 1st. The tax increase has to be approved by the end of the year, December 31st. So they have these deadlines in place. Meanwhile, the city is scrambling to say, okay, we got to like get public input. We got to do all our meetings. We got to have a whole public process here in order to, you know, do all these changes we're going to make. But the law stipulates these deadlines, which is why things are moving so quickly.
So, Lindsay, help me understand what the approval process looks like. Who's approving it? And how persuasive can Ryan Smith be in the process, or outside presences be in the process of trying to get this through?
Yeah, so this was a lot of the questions that the city council brought up at a meeting they held last night, an informational meeting with their lawyer to just ask all these questions, right? And the way the lawyer sort of described it to the city council was that the Smith Entertainment Group and the city have to agree both on a project area where the tax increase is going to help build the stadium, and they also have to agree on the terms of basically a contract between the city and Smith Entertainment Group. And that contract has to have stipulations like you need to have a traffic mitigation plan. You need to have a homeless population mitigation plan. You need to have a financial plan. You need to have a map of what you're going to do. So it lists out all these stipulations that the applicant, again, in this case being Smith Entertainment Group, has to lay out before the city, and those terms they have to agree on before they can, before the city approves on the tax increase. So you can think of the project area as being this place where the sales tax is going to go help fund, right? So a specific like 10 acres in the downtown area with the Delta Center kind of at the heart of that. And then you can think of the contract between the city and Ryan Smith as a separate piece where they have to agree to all these terms that Ryan Smith, some of them are laid out in the law and some of them are required by the city.
Wow.
Is so, that too complicated?
No,
does that
no,
make
no.
sense?
This is awesome. All right. So let me ask you this. You know, the church owns some land downtown, like Park Place, mm-hmm. right here, right across from our studios. If they wanted to do something in that regard, could there be multiple applicants or
to work together
to develop downtown?
Yeah, so what I will say is there could be applicants, but the law stipulates that the applicant has to have a major sports league franchise contract, right?
So if it's the only church, Ryan then.
Yeah, if the church wanted to buy a sports team and then apply to do this, they could, right? But in theory, what also could happen is the church, I'm not suggesting that they're doing this or that I've heard anything to this nature, but the church could sell land to Ryan Smith.
Okay.
Or the church could just be supportive, which they have been already, right, of the decisions of the Smith Entertainment Group to develop the downtown area and act as a partner and a public partner in that way.
What's the number on the sales tax, and is it just Salt Lake City alone?
Yes, so it's Salt Lake City proper. So this isn't the countywide. This is just a city sales tax increase, and it would increase by 0.5%. So anytime you go get a burger in downtown, anything you pay sales tax for is going to go up by 0.5% if this all gets approved, and we will know that by the end of the year.
Is there a cap on that number in terms of the total dollar amount?
Yes, so there, I don't know the number figure, but what happens is there is a cap on the number in terms of, I think this is something that Smith Entertainment Group and the city has to come to terms on. Once they agree on that cap, then the sales tax increase, once it hits that cap, the sales tax increase goes away. So it's not like the money goes back into the general fund. The sales tax increase would go away. So say they hit that figure in 20 years as opposed to 30 years. Right now, the law stipulates that this contract can exist for 30 years. If that cap is hit in 20 years, then the sales tax increase would go away and we'd no longer be publicly funding efforts to build construction and benefit the stadium area.
So, Lindsay, in the circles that I run in, and, you know, if I send out a tweet, in fact, I think I did send out a tweet and said, would you get on board with a tax increase to have this new structure? And, you know, I'm assuming it's probably a dual unit. That would be my guess. Is it's NBA and NHL. Again, that's no insight. That's just a wild guess.
Right.
But when you go
to
these...
We just don't have that much land, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
when you go to these extents, though, and you know, where you can house them both, there's got to be some parking and there's got to be some, mm-hmm. you know, some structure. But I've got to imagine it's for both. So I could send out a tweet and say, are you for it? And get 95% of people that would say, oh, absolutely. Tax me. Bring in the NHL. In the circles that you run in and the people that you talk to, how popular or unpopular is this?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation around the public benefit that sports teams and stadiums, publicly financing stadiums, actually bring to local economies. And I think that's the conversation that, depending on your perspective, you're either like, like you said, yeah, tax me and bring this stadium. It doesn't impact me that much. I'm not going to feel a 0.5% tax increase. But if you come from a low socioeconomic status, perhaps, you know, you feel that 0.5% increase in every grocery you buy, right? And every diaper you try to put on your kid, you feel the pinch of that penny, right? And the argument is sort of, you know, it brings this public benefit, but is it going to make the city money, right? Are we going to see the revenues increase because of the team we put in. You know, the theory is people are coming downtown. They're spending money. They're buying burgers. They're shopping, right? They're going to restaurants. They're boosting the economy with the infusion of this sports team that brings them downtown. But many economists have said that doesn't necessarily come to fruition. And I think that's where you're getting a lot of, I don't care about this sports team. Don't tax me just to build a stadium. But nonetheless, I mean, the Salt Lake City will get its feedback on that through their elected officials.
Let's talk about elected officials. I mean, you don't need to name names, but publicly, it seems like everybody's on board. Privately, are there some concerns there?
Let's see. I think that the city council is very concerned about the generational legacy that this leaves. And I think the city council is very concerned with how they do this. And they talked last night in a meeting about how, you know, if they mess this up, it could leave generations to fix their mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know what messing things up looks like, but essentially they're charging their residents more in order to help build this stadium and benefit and revitalize this downtown area. And, you know, they talk about it like an opportunity, but I think there's a lot of concern and just worry that they get it right.
So, are you ready for the stupid question of the interview?
Please. Okay. I feel like
I've already asked
these
three.
These are not stupid questions.
I'm going to throw this on top of the pile. Does this tax increase affect the people in Laverkan the same way it would the people in Eagle Mountain, the same way it would people here in downtown Salt Lake City?
No, the people in Laverkan aren't being taxed. The people in Laverkan are not seeing a tax increase from this because the city of Salt Lake.
Unless they drive up and get a burger across
yes,
the street.
Yes, okay. Unless they come buy a burger in Salt Lake City or they go shopping in Salt Lake City, right? They're the sales tax, whatever whatever sales tax funds or whatever you buy that has sales tax, that's where you're paying a little bit more in Salt Lake City alone. So the residents of Salt Lake City will see it a lot more because, you know, how often are you a resident of Salt Lake City and you're going shopping in the area you work, you're going out to eat in the area where you live, right? Stuff like that. So the residents of Salt Lake City will feel it. And I don't even know if I should say they feel it. They'll see the increase, right? But the people of Laverkan are not paying a sales tax increase. And this kind of is a natural transition into the MLB deal, where originally the deal to allow the MLB stadium included a statewide hotel tax increase, right? Yep. And that's where the residents down in Washington County were like, hold up.
Yep.
We are not okay with our industry and the economic driver of our area, the taxes going up there so we can fund a stadium in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
All right. So let's differentiate, because I think a lot of people think these are the same thing. There
right.
were two different bills in terms of Major League Baseball and NHL. So kind of walk us through what that situation looks like.
Yeah, so the MLB deal is still contingent on a franchise agreement with the Larry H. Miller Group. So that has to happen in order for that deal to start. But the way that tax increment is set up is it's the same type of zone that's set up in Salt Lake City. And you'll have to forgive me if I don't have all the details on this because it's been a minute since I covered it. NHL is fresh in my mind, but the MLB deal is a little more foggy. But that sets up a tax increment where basically, in layman's terms, and I may be oversimplifying this, what you do is you freeze the tax at this rate, okay? And you say, stopping on this day, here's the tax. Then there's an increment in the property tax increases that happens over, say, X amount of time. When you bring in a team and it starts to raise more money, you get more businesses coming in, right? You get more revenue generated from the property taxes and the land use taxes in that area. And then you take the increment in that tax and you put it towards this project area to help build the stadium, et cetera, et cetera. So it's different proposals. One is the NHL deal is a direct sales tax increase of 0.5% in Salt Lake City. The other one is a little more weedy. The MLB deal is a little more weedy in terms of the increment in tax financing. It's called tax increment financing, where the increment in that financing is what goes to help pay for the stadium.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah, but nothing's into effect until the Millers get awarded a team.
Yep, until teams are agreed upon, franchises are signed.
when I was going through that, it looked like the fairgrounds were going to receive some benefit off that as well.
Yeah, and they should. So this area would include the fairground area and just kind of this west side, basically along North Temple, right? This whole area will get this sort of this revitalization. And that's kind of this argument, too, is that both these stadiums hinge around areas that lawmakers are arguing need to be revitalized and need some public infusion. Without these stadiums, would that happen? That's kind of the argument of maybe this is a catalyst for that. And that's why people are supporting it.
So, Lindsay, I'm curious with this. Do you think that there is an urgency to get there first? So let's say
NHL versus MLB.
Yeah, let's say the NHL passes. Does that affect what could happen in the future?
I think they are separate deals and they just happen to be happening at the same time. And I think MLB started first as far as the legislative process, the Larry H. Miller group and their representatives working with lawmakers to solidify their deal. And then in comes Smith Entertainment Group, who's like, I'm also going to bring a hockey team. And they started working on their deal. And within 2 days of each other, both these plans were unveiled at the legislature. And we were all like, okay, now we have I knew the MLB deal was been worked on for a long time. And then in comes NHL as well. And NHL has really skyrocketed and happened faster because of the Coyotes situation and because of Smith's effort to potentially buy this team, right? And so the NHL deal has kind of usurped the MLB deal. But I think they're just separate tracks that happen to be happening at the same time.
Interesting. All right, so let's go through... the sales tax goes into place. Obviously, the Salt Lake City Council is going to work with the Smith Entertainment Group, but there's another layer, because God bless America, bureaucracy, that's going to oversee everything because they're the ones dishing out the money or they're the ones that approved this. I mean, kind of walk us through because, you and I were talking about some people that are involved on another level in this that they want to get their hands involved.
Yeah, so let's go back to the NHL deal, talking about that specifically. And again, I'm presuming that it's for the NHL deal. It's for a stadium in downtown, right? So we're saying NHL for lack of a better word. But that deal, what has to happen is after this Salt Lake City and Smith Entertainment Group come to terms on what's going to happen with the downtown area, then it needs to be sent over to what's called the Revitalization Zone Committee, which is made up of lawmakers, two members of the House, two members of the Senate, and an appointee from the governor. And that committee approves, gives a thumbs up or thumbs down to the contract that is agreed on by Smith Entertainment Group in Salt Lake City. So they don't get to change it. They don't get to amend it. They can give a reason why they approve or disapprove, but ultimately, they also have to sign off on the contract that those two entities come to terms on. So, yes, they have their hand in the pot in that they get to give a thumbs up or thumbs down, but they don't have oversight in terms of they get to say what the zone is. They get to say how it's constructed, stuff like that. I mean, maybe behind the scenes they could influence things because they have that ability and say, oh, I'll give this a thumbs down if you don't do that. I would hope in good faith that's not happening. But ultimately, this committee of lawmakers just gets to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Well, this is going to be an interesting storyline because if this, for one reason or the other, doesn't get approved in downtown, the NHL is coming to Utah, whether it's approved downtown or it's approved somewhere else. And Lindsay, my opinion is if NHL isn't approved downtown, I can't see NHL and NBA staying downtown. I think it's a package deal. The way they build arenas now for the NBA and NHL combo, I think they're efficient. I think it's very doable. And there's some NBA fanatics that feel like you get too far away from the hoop at times, but I think that these new arenas are very functional for both. And so my worry is if we don't see this approved, then we're going to see not just the NHL leave downtown, then we'll see the NBA leave downtown. That's my biggest fear. And I don't think that our downtown can handle losing two of the only two really premier professional franchises.
And I will tell you that when this bill was being passed, I asked that very thing of State Senator Dan McKay when he was sponsoring this bill, because it really forces Salt Lake City to, if they don't approve it, That's what you're saying,
you're
right?
Losing it.
Yeah, it could be gone, right? And so it really puts the pressure on them. Meanwhile, I will also say that I think the city sees this as a generational investment. They see it as a good thing to revitalize the downtown area, and it would come with other benefits that are not just building a sports arena.
Yeah, exactly.
In their mind. So in talking to the city council yesterday, I did ask her this question. Like, there are a lot of irons in the fire here and hands in the pot. This could go wrong at any moment, right? And she said, I think everyone is working in good faith that we all want to see this happen.
Good.
It's just a matter of how.
I'm glad
to hear
that.
Yeah.
So the general sense, and again, I'm asking you to maybe speculate a little bit here, is that everybody wants it to happen. Everybody, you know, is working towards this goal. You just have people that just want to make sure it gets done right.
Yeah, gets done right. And there are some real considerations in the downtown area. I'll give you an example. There's a street that butts up against the Salt Palace. It's known as Japantown, right? And back in the 60s, Japantown was subject to eminent domain, which is a fancy word for the government came in and
took
their land, right, in order to build what was the Salt Palace back in the 90s. This is before my time, so I'm just reporting on history that's happened before. But all of that to say, they are very concerned about those buildings on First South being being subject to eminent domain again, right? If the county or the city were to come in and say, we need this for a public benefit. Now, the city has maintained that's not going to happen. Also, you have the county who owns the Salt Palace. They're a major player in this as well, because there are different property owners for all of the land in this downtown area. And so the city, can they just make a decision based on the fact that the Salt Palace owns the property, the county owns the property that the Salt Palace lives on, right? So there's a lot of questions.
Wow.
And irons in the fire in terms of how this is all going to work out. And so, yes, while everyone is operating in good faith that they kind of want to see this happen, there are some real hard conversations that have to be had of what does this look like.
So just to reiterate, because I think a lot of our listeners want the actual details, there is a hard deadline. We aren't going to see guys sit on their hands and twiddle their thumbs and push this out to 2024 and 2025. And 26. There's a deadline of September 1st, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
And what I will tell you is there's a deadline even sooner, a loose deadline that the city council has now made known to us. They say by May 7th, they will have a public meeting with Smith Entertainment Group in order to walk through the details of the application process. So in the next month, we will know what Ryan Smith's tentative plans are to do with the stadium in downtown Salt Lake City, whether it's expanding, whether it's building a new one, whether it's NBA. Well, I don't know if specifically we'll know whether it's for NBA or NHL.
Can he propose both, or does it have to be specific to a rebuild or a new build?
It can be. Oh, so you're saying can he rebuild?
Can he bring multiple plans to that meeting?
I guess if he had a plan that he wants to redo the Delta Center and build a new arena, so long as there were enough funds, you'd have to figure out how the funds go where, right? But I think in theory, the law would allow for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he could have multiple plans.
He could, okay. Yeah. So again, all we know right now is there was an application, right, for him to apply, and we don't know any of the specifics. We can't get that application via grandma request because of its business nature, right? So we won't be able to see that. But again, I think by the deadline happening in May 7th, they got to kind of bring all these to light and show us what they're going to do with the all this agreement, how he's going to do homeless mitigation, how he's going to do transportation, whether he plans to expand or whether he plans to build new or both or neither, which team is going there. I mean, maybe he doesn't have to reveal that per se, but why would you show us you're building a hockey arena if you're not bringing the NHL team there, right?
Yeah.
So we should be able to know by early May what all is happening.
Well, you can see her on KSL TV at 4, 5, and 6. You can follow her on Twitter at Lindsay on Air. Great insight, great analysis.
Did I make it more confusing?
No.
Okay. Actually made this make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I appreciate it because, you know, like the old office line, like talk to me like you're five.
Yeah.
I'm five.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because our, you know, Hans and I have the mentality when it comes to politics like we're 5 years old.
Well, so. I do too. It's fine. And well, I report on this stuff. So.
You're doing a great job on this.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to keeping you kind of in on the show and in the loop because you're very helpful.
I'm happy to be here. If I find out any more information, I'm happy to come share with you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, okay. Lindsay.